Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we are here today with some very special guests in the booth today. We have Sherry Jones and Mike Lawson, owners of Wiener Tales and the coordinators of Northwest Wiener Fest. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Hello.
So we are here. I've been talking about Northwest Wiener Fest, which is coming up at the end of July. Now, this is July 31st and August 1st.
Correct.
And it's in Elma, Washington, which is just outside of Olympia.
It's about 20 minutes west.
All right. And we're talking wiener dog races.
All kinds of wiener dog stuff.
Wait a
not
second.
Just
Why
races.
Did I bring all this sauerkraut for?
So now we've talked about wiener dog races. We had on Shane McDougall, who directed and produced the documentary about the Wiener Nationals, which mm-hmm. is not, this is something different.
But, I know, yeah.
But yeah, that was just a riot. And I have a dachshund, so of course, you know, who's very fast. So of course, you know.
I've been listening. I heard you talking about her.
She is. I'm not just blowing smoke. She is a fast little wiener. So I'm kind of debating on whether to race her, you know, to enter her into the races. But so we're going to talk all about Northwest Wiener Fest, Almost Home Dachshund Rescue, which you are the Washington State rep for.
Right.
And that this the event is tied with Almost Home Dachshund Rescue Society and also Wiener Tales. And there are also, too, there are, it's not just a dachshund exclusive event.
Mm-hmm.
There are some events that are open to all breeds as well. But tell us first, now you and Mike own and started Wiener Tales.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
We were camping one weekend with our dachshund, and she was curled up by the fire, and we came up with a design. And he's been screen printing for 15 years now, mm-hmm. and he's a great artist. And we came up with a design, Wiener Roast, and it was these two dachshunds sitting by the campfire with roasting bones and a couple other designs we came up with, and we printed about 15-20 shirts and started selling them on eBay.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of exploded from there, and now we have, gosh, I think we have 10
at least
10 or 15 designs.
Uh-huh.
And we have our own website, and we travel around all the docks and events here in Washington, and just kind of exploded from there.
How fun is that? The part of your job description is you travel around to all of the different dachshund events.
We're hoping to do it across the nation.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, we don't
some
do
really
as many
neat,
as we'd like to do.
Yeah, there are some really neat ones on the East Coast.
I bet there are.
And, of course, Buda, their
in Texas,
whole
yeah.
thing in Texas. They have, like, the biggest wiener dog races in Texas. And
really?
It's a big fair, big deal. We print T-shirts for the rescue there every year.
Oh, fun. Now, the website is wienertales.com. And that's WIENERTALES.
Right.
And I will have all of this information, all of the websites and the information that we talk about today posted on the Dog Talk Show website, which is www.dogtalkshow.com. So you can always just go there for all the info, too, if you miss any part of this interview. So you started Wiener Tales, and you do mostly T-shirts, but you do some other things as well.
Yeah, we do some signs. We're getting ready to do it's not really top secret. We're doing a full size rocking dachshund, a wooden rocking dachshund thing.
Yeah,
it's in testing right now.
Okay.
But yeah, we do primarily T-shirts and mm-hmm. magnets, collectible stuff.
And bumper stickers?
Yes,
oh, yeah.
of course.
Yeah.
Bumper stickers. I've done jewelry. I make jewelry. I've done jewelry in the past. We have all kinds of charms and things
yeah.
like that. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that...
And you still have one dachshund, or do you have more than one?
We actually have three of our own.
Oh, boy.
Now, we still have the one that came that was
our inspiration.
Yeah. She's 16 now.
Oh, wow.
And
what's her name?
Rizzo.
Okay.
Rizzo the Ratzo.
Uh-huh.
Or Risotto. We call her lots of different things. Yeah, she's 16 and she sleeps most of the day, but she still comes out and acts like a puppy. And
mm-hmm.
She's my baby girl.
Yeah.
She was my very first dachshund.
Yeah.
I've had her for 10, 11 years now.
Oh, cute. And you have two others?
Yeah. Moxie is a double dapple. She's uh-huh. got some issues, which is a dachshund thing. If there are any other dachshund fans out there that know what I'm talking about, she's got some issues,
uh-huh.
some sight things. And ADD a little bit. Uh-huh. And then Dash is our other, and he is about the same age as Moxie. They're both about five. Mm-hmm. And he was a rescue that we were unfortunately not able to part with.
Mm. I like him, so yeah. I kept him.
He goes to work with Mike every day.
All right. Very good. So you started Wiener Tales inspired by your own dachshund. Mm-hmm. And then you got involved with Almost Home Dachshund Rescue Society through Wiener Tales?
Yeah. One of our best customers on eBay before we had our own website was the rep for North Carolina at the time. Mm-hmm. And she's still with them. She kept encouraging me, join the rescue, get into rescue. And after much encouragement, that mm-hmm. would be Kim Blake. I have to give her some props. Mm-hmm. After much encouragement, I finally applied and was approved. And we've been working with them now for going on 4 years, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's been a really interesting process. I'm actually their web coordinator. I do all their website updates along with a couple other people now. And mm-hmm. and I'm working on being a board member. We'll cool. see. I threw my name in the hat this mm-hmm. year. So it's a great group of people, mm-hmm. really great group of people. It's like a network of independent rescuers. Mm. It's 501c3 nonprofit nationwide. Mm-hmm. We've just recently, in the last year, been registered here in Washington State as well. Mm-hmm. And they help people fund emergency medical care. They're puppy mill bus. I mean, we've got a whole group of people. Couple girls, I think, have in the teens dogs that they've taken in. Mm. And some great stories. If mm-hmm. you check out their website, mm-hmm. it's almosthomerescue.org.
Almosthomerescue.org.
Cool. And there's links to that on our website, too.
Yep. Okay. And so then, you started Wiener Tales, and then you got involved with Almost Home Dachshund Rescue. And then you got involved with the Wiener Dog races.
Yes.
So how did that happen?
We attended Ellensburg Dachshunds on Parade. This will be our fourth.
I think this will be our fourth year going as a vendor.
Yeah, and we're a vendor. We sell our shirts and raise money for the rescue. And the first year we went, we took some great pictures and put some stories together on our website. And we decided to try our own small event. We ended up having about 35 dogs at the Canine Classic South that year, which doesn't exist anymore. It was mm-hmm. in Graham. And we were approached by the coordinators for Oktoberfest Northwest mm-hmm. To put on something for them. Mm-hmm. And we did, and we had an astounding, it was amazing how many people responded. We do pre-registration only for that, and we have to turn people away that day.
It's
our first year, we had over
day.
100 dogs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our biggest event, aside from the races, is the costume contest for that and Wienerfest.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of blossomed mm-hmm. into this thing where I guess I'm the person to talk to in some cases about it.
Yeah.
We just got back from a meeting with the Seahawks. We worked with them too. So
now that's very exciting. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So you did the Oktoberfest Wiener Dog races, and you were doing that for how 3 years? This is our third year. Okay.
Yeah.
And now you said that there's costume contests. So there's the obvious, you know, buns with a little strip of ketchup and mustard.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your favorite costumes that you've seen people show up with?
Oh, God. There's so many.
I would have to say, well, the first year our winner was a little girl. And she was like St. Pauli dachshund.
Like a St. Pauli girl.
Uh-huh.
With the little braids
and the it's not lederhosen, that's the boys. What do the girls wear?
I don't know.
I don't either. That's bad. That was one of the good ones. Michael Phelps was a really funny one.
Uh-huh.
Last year our winner of the contest was Zero, the dog from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
And he was amazing. They had a full mask and everything on him. Oh, and it was man. The
and
cutest
he tolerated
costume.
That the whole through the whole event.
Yeah.
There was a dachshund dressed as Michael Phelps?
Yes. Yes. In a Speedo and with the goggles. And it was hilarious.
Doggles.
Funny. Oh, man.
He's one of our big ones that year.
Oh, how cute. Yeah, that's going to be a riot. There's just something so entertaining about dachshunds.
One of my personal favorites was a girl. She had her dog dressed up like a hot dog, mm-hmm. and she was dressed up as a picnic table.
Mm.
And it was the cutest. They won the first year of our event, so it was really cute.
Very fun.
I wish I could remember.
So, now, okay. So we're coming up on a break here soon, but so this is your third year of doing the Oktoberfest Wiener Dog Races, and now Northwest Wiener Fest is coming up, and this is the first year.
Right.
And this is bringing something to the Northwest, some wiener dog race.
Right. Tony Gossard and the National Dachshund Races are coming to, we're hosting the event, a spot for her to put on the National Dachshund Races. She's hoping to go into each state eventually.
Uh-huh.
So this is going to be her first Washington circuit. She's doing, I think, 5 this year around the country. And she's going on 10 years now that she's been doing it. And she's, wow. I guess, sanctioned by the National Dachshund Races something or other.
Wow.
I don't know exactly. I should know. But
now this is, now are dachshunds coming from nation, like around the nation for this? Or is this going to be mostly local
they
dachshunds?
Can. We actually have some people coming up from California, some people coming down from Vancouver, BC. And we've had people come up just for our events. Mm-hmm. So it's we'll see. There's going to be a points race for people if they want to come in from other states and areas.
Uh-huh. Very interesting. And how many people, do you have a cap on entries for this?
We don't. There's no cap. We can't put dogs in races day of exactly according to size and weight if they don't pre-register. So okay. They're not guaranteed to race with all the same size and weight, although we work hard to do that.
So if you want to register your dachshund to be in the races, pre-register.
Right.
We
so
encourage pre-registration.
So that you
yes.
get in the right
So we have
class.
An idea, too, of what
sure.
to expect.
Right. Okay. And that is the website for Northwest Wiener Fest is wienerfestnw.com. And that's wienerfestnw.com. And they can go there and find out information on how to register. Now, how late is pre-registration open?
You know, I don't know the date on the website, but we're going to shoot for closing the pre-registration probably 2 weeks before the actual event.
Okay. Well, I can't wait for this event. We're definitely planning on spending the weekend down in Olympia for this, and I'm just so tempted to race my dachshund, especially given what's at stake, potentially, which we will talk about in the next segment. So hang on just a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Sherry Jones and Mike Lawson, owners of Wiener Tales and coordinators of Northwest Wiener Fest. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Up from sweet shoes, my baby blues.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. Speaking of that, this week we've got Invisible Fence in the studio. I've always liked their systems, but I'm blown away by the major improvements they've made, especially when it comes to their containment systems for cats. And Invisible Fence can even help resolve some common behavior problems. Learn all about it on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays at 3 p.m. As a medium, I talk with your companions live on air to find the answers to the questions you want to ask. Call in and ask about health, behavior, transitions in life, or anything else. Even talk with animals who have crossed over. Animals have wonderful things to say. Join us for a fun-filled and inspiring hour Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Talk With Your Animals with Joy Turner, the show you and your animal companions are going to love.
Picking up dog or cat poop is a necessary pet owner's ritual. Plastic poop bags put in the trash end up in landfills, produce methane gas, and contaminate our hard-to-get-clean water. Bokashi Cycle's Pet Cycle fermenting system provides a simple, sustainable solution to a growing problem. Pet waste is safely and rapidly transformed into a product that restores nutrients and microbes to the soil. Pet Cycle is an easy and natural system you can use at home to end polluting. Visit www.bokashicycle.com or call 1-800-714-2130 to order your Pet Cycle system today.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Hot dog,
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We are back with Sherry Jones and Mike Lawson, owners of Wiener Tales and coordinators of Northwest Wiener Fest. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So, now you were just talking with the Seahawks today.
Right.
And what's going on with that? There's something major at stake for the winners at...
It depends on how big of a football fan you are.
I happen to be a huge football fan.
Okay, so then it's major. So what we do is we've been working with them. This will be our third year working with them as well. Mm-hmm. We take the top six. This year will be the top six racers from each event, Oktoberfest, Northwest Wiener Races, and Wienerfest. Mm-hmm. And they will be invited on November 28th, I believe the date is, to race in a halftime showcase. And I don't want to say it's just, you know, a day where we get together and race. It's a halftime show at the Seahawks, and we go and we're behind the scenes, and we practice in the morning, we have lunch, we get our seats, and then halftime show, we put on our show, I guess you would say.
And race the wieners.
Yes, we do. And it's a bit long for my preference, but it's fun. We let everyone know what's happening ahead of time. It's 50 yards. They typically help us out with donations for HDRS. Mm-hmm. And we get to spend a fun day behind the scenes on the field part of the day. It's a pretty surreal experience for, especially if you're a football fan.
Yeah. And now you've done this in the past. So do the dogs, this is a bigger audience probably than, even though, you know, the wiener races tend to draw a big crowd.
Yeah.
This is on a different scale.
Definitely.
So do the dogs tend to be okay with this?
For the most part, they do okay. We actually brought one of our dogs last year as a backup racer in case someone couldn't show up. Mm-hmm. And she did not do well. She was in her kennel pretty much the whole time with her blankie and her whoopee.
But most of the dogs at race are the ones that have done well at races, so they're really focused on the task at hand,
right?
Yeah, and not the crowd or the noise or anything. They just want to run.
Yeah, right. In fact, the one that won last year was Lucy Liu, who's won 3 years in a row at the Seahawks.
Uh-huh.
So that was her reigning. It'll be all new dogs this year.
Okay.
So.
So many questions. Now, especially because I've never raced a dog before. Now, I've seen like squeakies are a popular bait to get
the
dogs.
We've had everything from squeaky toys are the most popular. Mm-hmm. We've had people use food, treats, jerky.
Other dogs,
children. Mm. I personally for our races, and I don't know about Tony, I think she works about the same as we do. You can use whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's, you know. It's not, I don't know.
You just can't throw it. Or anything like that.
Right.
So I don't recommend for anyone to train their dogs to do this. It's just for fun. It's not an actual sport. So it's pretty much anything that'll get them down to the other side of the best thing about it is the ones that run the wrong way.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because I know it's like you see them shoot out of the thing, and then, you know, there's always going to be the ones that either go in the opposite direction,
mm-hmm.
or they take off to the side, or they're just, you know.
Yeah. One of our former rescue dogs was actually with us at the Seahawks last year, and he got in a little bit of trouble running around at the Seahawks game because they weren't happy about that.
Uh-oh.
Although the crowd loved it.
Well, yeah.
And then he also at our races jumped the racetrack sides and ran around, and it was quite It was quite an event.
You get the most hoots and hollers when you're diving after them.
Yeah.
So. That'd be good, probably good agility practice for the Seahawks players.
There you go.
To try to catch a loose wiener
exactly.
running around.
Yeah. We got to get them involved this year.
So now any close calls, you know, like where there's some sort of controversy as far as who won, who really won, or the dog, you know, checked one dog out of the way.
Our first year at Oktoberfest, we had a kind of a close call where we weren't sure. Somebody called it, and I thought it was something else, and it was very close. We had to re-look at the video. We were taking video at the time of it, which we've stopped doing.
at the moment of the end of the race, I put my hand on the winning dog, but the owners had switched positions. It was just a fiasco.
A whole lot of confusion.
So the wrong dog was called because the owners were in the wrong lane.
Oh.
And so there was a prize that which we don't do anymore.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even want to go into that.
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. So we've changed our rules because of that.
Yeah.
So,
we don't take video of it anymore, and the judge's call is the judge's call. And unfortunately, that time, I don't think that was even judge's call. It was just I yelled out a number and got excited, and I yelled out the wrong number. So that was entirely my fault. Mm-hmm. But we have four judges now. At least we do. I think she does four as well for the National Dachshund races. Mm-hmm. And so we've got our biggest problem is people letting go before go. Or
right.
throwing the dogs onto the track, which we don't recommend.
Right.
We don't allow, actually.
Yeah.
So that's our biggest problem is dealing with that.
And she actually has starting gates. So that
negates
that.
Yeah, we'll be using starting gates for the National Dachshund.
Okay, so they'll actually be in their little...
Yeah, it's a clear acrylic. The owner sits there with them, just like with our release and catch races. And it's clear acrylic, so it doesn't scare them or anything. It's a pretty nice setup that she's got. So.
And, you know, you can say that it's just for fun all day long.
I know.
You know, you're still. And I honestly, I'm pretty competitive. I mean, I also know.
So is he.
Yeah. I mean, nothing would ever get in the way of me, you know, making sure I was doing what was in the best interest of my dog.
Right.
And I wouldn't take it to the point where I was putting Leia at risk for anything. I'm level-headed enough. But that said, you know, I mean, I would enter her wanting to win, you know.
Of course.
So,
yeah, that's
you know.
What you want to do.
Yeah.
We've got some good prizes
or,
this year,
really,
too.
So. Really, for her, really for her to run her best race.
And they enjoy it. I don't think I've ever seen a dog out there that, you know, the ones that don't kind of turn around and look at their owners like, I don't know what you think you're trying to get me to do here.
Yeah.
And the ones that want to go, they go.
Yeah.
So.
How many out of, like, if 100 dogs enter, how many would you say... actually run the race like they're racing?
I'd say...
Oh, a lot of them.
A lot. Yeah, a good 85%.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you're not weeding through, you know, the first 60 dogs that are kind of running
no,
in the opposite
we have,
direction?
No, I would say probably... very rarely do we have a race where it takes a while for someone to hit the finish line.
Okay.
I mean, it's only 35 feet long. They have long backs and special spines, so we try and keep the track short and healthy, and it's just hilarious to watch them, how many do, you know, I'd say out of, when we run five at a time, at least three finish quickly, usually most of the time.
And the one at the Seahawks game is a
50-yard
race?
That's a whole different story. Yeah, that's a whole different ball of wax.
That's more like a half marathon for
a
dachshund.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we try and let all the owners know beforehand and let them know exactly what they're up for and if they're up for it or think their dog's up for it. I mean, that's to, you know, raise money for the rescue, too.
It's pushing the limits of how far
it is. It's very borderline for me on what I'm comfortable with. So,
yeah.
But we've worked with them, you know, each year by year it gets better as far as, you know, how we're working with the dogs. They're not practicing. They do that one race and that's it. And they have fun doing it.
Mm-hmm. And it's all fit dogs. It's not like our other events where people show up with really overweight dogs that might injure themselves and stuff like that. So,
well, just like people. I mean, if I tried to run a, you know, 100-yard sprint just cold,
I'm pretty sure 50 yards would get me.
Potentially injure myself. Yeah. Now, and these are the winners of yeah. these two races.
Exactly.
So, right?
Yeah.
So these are dogs who are seasoned.
And we give
racers.
Them the option if they want to come, they can. If not, then we take someone that's the next step.
A little bit further down the list. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is close to Thanksgiving, then, isn't it? November 28th.
Yes. Yeah. And 2 days before my birthday. So it'll be my birthday in Seattle.
Nice. And do you race your own dogs?
We raced Moxie last year in Ellensburg, uh-huh. our double dapple. And that was, we're so busy when we do these events that we really don't have time to.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to. That's what I'm kind of hoping this year, because I'm the coordinator for Wienerfest and not the coordinator for the races,
mm-hmm.
that maybe I might have a chance to take part a little more. But mm-hmm. we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. And so Moxie is the only one that you have raced in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And so at Northwest Wienerfest, which is the inaugural race for the National Dachshund Races, which are coming to the Northwest for the first time ever.
Right.
Is the end of July, July 31st and August 1st. And again, that website is wienerfestnw.com. You can go and find out more about the race. Almost Home Rescue is the website, .org.
Almost Home Dachshund Rescue.org.
Almost Home.
Or no, wait, I think it is Almost Home Rescue.org.
Yeah.
Almost Home Rescue.org is the website for Almost Home Dachshund Rescue Society. And then the website, again, for your guys' clothing and accessory type things is wienertails.com. And all of this information is posted on the Dog Talk Show website, which is dogtalkshow.com. So you can go there to find all of this fabulous wiener information as well. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Mike Lawson and Sherry Jones with Wiener Tales and Northwest Wienerfest. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
For underdog.
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 Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Looking for new ways to find light, love, healing, and balance in your life, your family, and your work? You're not alone. I'm Jeanette Dames, host of The Soul's Edge, Tuesdays at noon, right here on Alternative Talk 1150. And I want to help you bring your life back to life. Listen to nourish your life or call for an angel reading. Join me on The Soul's Edge, Tuesdays at noon, right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We're back talking about Northwest Wienerfest, which is coming up in just a few weeks. Welcome back, Sherry and Mike.
Thank you.
Hello.
So now, more specifically about the event, and because you've got a lot of stuff going on at this event.
Yes, we do.
Not just the races.
Right.
So tell us about all of the different ways that people can participate with their wieners, people can participate with their dogs of other breeds, and how businesses can participate.
Okay, so rundown. I'll give you the general quick rundown. Yep. Saturday the 31st is going to be all of the dachshund races. The national dachshund races will be held that day. Mm-hmm. So if you want to participate in the races, any of the races, we're doing a race for PKD, polycystic kidney disease. We're doing a race, a cart race. If you have a cart dog, we're doing a cart race to benefit a local rescue dog that's in his cart and he needed a new one. So we're helping fund that. And we, on Sunday, have all of the other dachshund events. So costume contest, group costume contest, best dressed girl, best dressed boy. We've got a, what she calls Mayor's Cup. And it's like kind of like an agility, sort of a more relaxed agility test. There's best nose, which is in particular for blind dogs. I don't know for sure if the dog has to be blind or not. But they hide some goodies and see who can find it the fastest between two dogs.
Dachshunds, I know at least mine is, and you've probably, I mean, they're scent hounds, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So they are, and very food driven, typically.
Yes.
So, and we play Find It at the house, and Leia blows everyone else away with her little
nose.
We're
going to have a contest with Moxie and Leia.
I mean, the other dogs are really good at it, and they'll kind of pass the treat and then catch it and then sort of sniff around it for a second and then find it. Leia's just like a torpedo. I mean, she's just like,
that's Moxie. And she'll find the most random tiny piece of something and bring it to you, and you'll throw it thinking she'll never find it, and she finds it in 30 seconds and brings it back. Yeah.
So that's fun. So
that's going to be kind of neat. And then Saturday on the 31st at 3:00, I believe, we'll be posting the schedule soon, mm-hmm. is going to be an all breed costume contest that is support our troops / patriotic. Mm-hmm. So if you can come up, any dog breed that does good, you know, obviously we want everyone to bring dogs that do well around other dogs that are well socialized.
Sure.
So if you have a good idea for a costume that's patriotic or support our troops themed, come out and see if you can win a prize.
All right.
And we should be taking unlimited entries into that too. So
now, is this small breeds or all breeds?
All breeds.
Okay.
So we're going to do everything in that particular one. Now, all the dachshund themed costume contests are on Sunday.
That's on Sunday.
Yeah.
So the all breed costume contest that has a support our troops theme is on Saturday at 3, and that's the 31st. And then the dachshund events are August 1st, Sunday.
Yeah, all the non-racing contests are on Sunday.
Okay. So so you've got
the agility. We also do have the food wieners. We've got a specialty hot dog gal coming that does veggie dogs, Chicago-style dogs, New York-style dogs.
Of course.
And Ziegler's Bratwurst House is going to be there and some other fun stuff. But those are our two main food vendors now. We've got all kinds of shopping and fun stuff, dog clothes, dog leashes, non-dog things as well. So it should be fun. My biggest thing is, you know, we've attended events in the Northwest in the past with children. Mm-hmm. I have a 3-year-old. And you go and you have to spend $2 to do this and $3 to do this and $5 to do that. So my goal with this event, aside from helping the rescue, is to give families something to do that's inexpensive and free. Mm-hmm. So it's $2 to get in the door, but it's free for kids 5 and under. We're going to have free face painting. We're going to have a contest called Weenie in a Haystack, which is for all kids. It's not even really a contest. They just get to go dig through a pile of hay and get a free treat.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing a children's coloring contest.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a free, have we decided what we're calling it yet?
No.
What I've been calling it is Ween Bag Bean Bag. So it's like a bean bag game. We're going to have 2 or 3 of those set up that are free for the family to play. So there's going to be stuff that's free to do, too, aside from just watching the races.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be, you know, if you want to shop and eat, of course, it's a couple bucks here and there. But it's not going and having to just lay out loads of dough just to have a little bit of fun in an afternoon.
$12 hot dog or something.
Yeah, like for your three-year-old to get her face painted, you know.
And now you're going to be doing raffles too, right?
We are debating. Mainly our donations that we're looking for right now are for prizes, just for event prizes.
Okay.
But we're debating on doing a 50-50 raffle where it's like $1 a ticket and whoever wins, 50% of it goes to the rescue and 50% of it goes to the winner. So we're tossing that in the air. We aren't completely decided on how we're going to work our raffles yet.
So 2 days. Now, Saturday is just going to be mostly the races, cart races. How adorable is that?
Yeah, and it's neat. You know, it's just fun to see them. You know, nobody pushes them to run really fast or anything. Right. I've seen a couple cart races where they do, and it's fun. It's neat to watch, and we were really hoping we had a vendor in line that I think has another commitment that won't be able to come, and they do rehab for dogs, and they make special carts up in here. I believe they're located in Seattle. And it was really unfortunate. I haven't heard from, I think she had another engagement. So we're hoping to have someone represent the cart community there. So
Now this is something with any long-backed breed, you know, dachshunds and corgis and those guys that are just really prone to having back trouble. That, you know, the importance of good nutrition, which I talk about a lot on the show, keeping the dogs on the leaner side, you know, making sure that they get their exercise in a way that's not putting their backs at risk, but, you know, keeping the muscle mass up. And, you know, it's hard to keep dachshunds thin because they love to eat.
I've been
able to keep Leia pretty thin, and she's also lives with two cattle dogs, so we get lots of exercise. But she, you know, even for us, we, you know, high activity, you know, healthy food, not a lot of filler at all. Still, I have to really watch her.
It's hard, and it's really important. I know people joke about him being, you know, oh, he's my little portly
little German sausage.
But it is, I believe that it's like either two or three in five in every five dogs that are dachshunds end up with disc disease or some sort of a back injury.
Yeah.
And that's high. That's a high rate. So it's really important to keep their weight down.
And that's with any dog breed. You know, obesity is one of the biggest issues with health with dogs. And it's not necessarily reported as far as, you know, the top five diseases in dogs.
A lot of there are veterinarians out there that don't know much about it, too.
Yeah. So, you know, keep your dog lean. It's not funny if they're fat. You know, keep them lean and exercised. And then also, too, jumping off of...
And picking them up. It's a big thing, how you pick them up.
Picking them up the
support
wrong way.
The
spine.
The front and the hind end.
Because
there is quite a distance between the two.
Yes.
Yeah.
On some, especially.
Yeah, I know for Leia, she's seven now, and she's, you know, knock on wood, very, no signs of anything, and very strong and fit and all that stuff. But I'm just really, you know, really careful with her because I don't want to her to develop anything.
Yeah, we had a rescue that had a back injury, and he did 10 weeks of crate rest.
Wow.
10 weeks of strict crate rest. And he was adopted to a family. I don't remember where they're located. They're up here, up north, near Seattle, Bellevue area. And he's doing great now. But
good.
It took 10 weeks of strict crate rest.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and you mentioned something, too, for polycystic kidney disease?
Right. Tony Gosser, the founder of the National Dachshund Races, is a survivor of it. And her family, I believe several of her family members have suffered from it.
Okay.
And all of her events help to benefit.
Okay.
It's PKD.
So this is a human.
This is a human.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So
we're also, I believe we're going to have a table there that's going to be representing the AKC's Responsible Dog Ownership Program.
Great.
So we're going to have some information about that there as well.
Excellent. And there's also lots of room for businesses, vendors, sponsors.
We actually we're starting to get to the point where we have room. We still have room for vendors, but we are starting to fill up. So we're not going to take on too many food vendors. So if you are a food vendor or a snack vendor, you need to contact us as soon as possible. But I think I want to say we have maybe 5 or 10 spots left. And that's a couple months, a month and a half to go. So
for booths.
Oh, not even that yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, for booths.
Okay. Excellent. And this is probably, this is expected to draw crowds from all over the Northwest. I mean, do you think there'll be a lot of
Our Oktoberfest Northwest events. I mean, we had people fly up from California again, fly over from Idaho, come down from Surrey, BC, I think was the farthest north. Mm-hmm. So just that does. So it's a little bit of a guessing game for us because it's our first 2-day event.
Mm-hmm.
But we know people are coming up from California. It's 2 days and it's a full on festival style format. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing probably in a couple years we'll have music and all kinds of stuff like that. But this year it's going to be kind of a test run. And I believe, as far as I know, people are going to be coming from pretty far. It's the only thing going on quite like this in the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in fact, I don't even know, Colorado, I believe, does one. Mm. But we'll see.
Excellent.
We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We will be back with Sherry Jones and Mike Lawson with Northwest Wiener Fest. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079. For more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life, that's naturalpetpantry.com.
Thanks to you, Alternative Talk 1150 is a breath of fresh air. Help us shape 1150 moving forward. Log on to 1150kknw.com. That's 1150.com and take our annual listener survey. We want to hear from you. Log on to 1150kknw.com and give us your thoughts. And you'll be entered into our drawing to win a trip for two on Victoria Clipper, including a whale watching excursion and champagne breakfast. 1150kknw.com. Have your voice heard. Contest details posted online.
Hi, I'm Vicky St. Clair. I want to invite you to join me every Monday at noon for Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. We'll talk with innovative business leaders, medical and health professionals, authors, filmmakers, adventurers, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Join me Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair.
Monday, July 19th, it's the third Monday series with marketing strategist and business consultant Amy Harcourt.
Check out our guest schedule at conversationslive.net and join me Mondays at noon.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a 2-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We're back with Sherry Jones and Mike Lawson with Northwest Wiener Fest and Wiener Tales. Welcome back.
Hello.
So now this event is in about 3.5 weeks.
Right.
It is July 31st and August 1st in Elma, Washington at the Grays Harbor County Fairgrounds.
Right.
Yep.
And now, do you have information on your website, which is wienerfestnw.com, about where people can stay, like dog-friendly places?
We do. The Microtel, one of our sponsors, is offering, I believe it's a 15% discount for anyone who says you have to call to get the discount.
It's 10 or 15%.
I think it's 15.
Is it?
Yeah, it looks like 15%.
Yeah, and you call them and just mention you're booking for Wienerfest. There are, I will say, there are some other things going on in Elma that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, I think they may book up fairly fast once people find out mm-hmm. about it. There's a big Little League tournament going on, as well as a car show that Saturday.
Mm.
So we've got some competition.
Mm-hmm.
There's also nice camping. Lake Louise or Lake Sylvia?
Sylvia.
Lake Sylvia has is gorgeous, and it's one of the parks that was saved recently that was scheduled to be shut down.
Mm.
And it's a beautiful park. A lot of their camping sites are right on the lake, and mm-hmm. it's gorgeous. And I like to support our state parks.
Yeah.
So
little wiener roast. I like
actually, and this is something I don't have posted anywhere yet, and probably, you know, won't. And it's a secret. We're going to be hosting a wiener roast at the Microtel for people who are staying in town.
Uh-huh.
We're not sure time yet. We're thinking, you know, when the event shuts down Saturday evening, after we have time to clean up, we're all going to run over to the Microtel, and they've got a barbecue pit, and we're going to be hosting a wiener roast for all the people who have dogs there and are staying in town for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So just to get together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hang out. So. Talk about the races.
The Wienerfest wiener roast. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you have any trouble getting that many dachshunds together? Do they pretty much get along?
We actually, surprisingly enough, we've had very few problems.
Occasionally, no real incidents.
Nothing major, knock on wood.
Barking, growling, but nothing major.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when I think about it, actually, Leia likes other dogs. I mean, it's the bigger dogs that she's not so sure
about.
Those
of us in the dachshund community, we talk about that all the time.
Cool.
You know, sometimes a dachshund that won't get along with any other dog that they think is just totally aggressive towards other animals will get along with a dachshund.
Even one that's aggressive to other small dogs.
Yeah.
For some reason,
other
dachshunds are okay.
There are times when they're not, when that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty common.
If you're a wiener, you're cool.
Yep.
Yes.
It's
that's
cool
when
to be
it's
a
cool to be a wiener.
It's cool to be a wiener. That'd be a good one. Somebody gave me a wrist sweatband that says, the first step is admitting you're a wiener.
Oh, I like that.
That's a good one.
I wish I would have thought of that one.
We want to do real men love wieners.
That's a good one. It's really endless, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
So your website for t-shirts and bumper stickers and your collectibles is Wiener Tales. And how long have you been doing that?
6 years? Going on six years.
Yeah, going on 6 years.
I think it'll be six. It's about 5.5 years right now.
All right. And as far as the races go, you don't recommend that people practice?
People call me or email me all the time asking me, how do I train my dog? There's
right.
no way to train your dog. I mean, I guess I suppose there would be.
There could be. It's supposed
but,
to be
know,
for fun.
If they like a particular toy and they want to chase after it, take that toy and, you know, you can practice running across the yard. But we have people that talk about taking a dog out to, you know, the local football field and making it run yards and yards and yards all afternoon.
Right. Which for a dachshund is not good.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Now, you also promote responsible wiener racing.
Right.
So how is, you know, what's that distinction?
I don't want to put my foot in my mouth here, so I'm going to try and
just
do this as simply as possible.
Yeah.
There are races all across the United States that run on muddy, dirty, wet racetracks, horse tracks, other concrete streets. They have big fences.
Hot asphalt, stuff like that.
We try and keep it short. You know, it's 35 feet. That's not an unhealthy amount of space for a dachshund to run. Mm-hmm. And we try and keep it safe where, you know, they're not boxed up in a, we took our dog to one race where they actually literally put her in a box for the start of the race. Mm-hmm. It's pretty open, although we do have a starting gate at the National Dachshund Races. That's open as well. You hold your dog there and just one big door lifts for all of them to go. Mm-hmm. Our races at Oktoberfest Northwest are catch and release. You let go of the dog and you catch the dog. Mm-hmm. And it's short is our main concern. It's a short race. It's not on a muddy field. It's not on concrete. We do strictly turf or grass. Mm-hmm. And mainly short distances. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen them. You know, the Seahawks thing is really a pull for me to mm-hmm. even
yeah, that's
be involved
exception.
With it. Mm-hmm. But
you're doing that with dogs that you know are
fit.
Yeah, and, typically yes. they're crazy.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So
that might be
crazy
able to
runners,
that.
They would run anyway, right. even if it wasn't there.
Yeah. You know, I didn't think of that with the dirt, the thick dirt. Like dirt at a horse track, because mm-hmm. when you watch the horses,
well, yeah,
and,
the
yeah, and I don't want to bad mouth anybody in any way. There's a few groups that do it, but across the United States, it's,
right.
And it just seems to me. I mean, I'm a former vet assistant. I worked for 10 years for veterinarians here locally.
Yeah,
and it's just not healthy to mm-hmm. have them running in conditions like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, always important to have the best interest of the dog first.
Yes,
which is excellent, and I am. You know, it's obvious that is what you guys have in mind there for the wieners and you know, any dogs involved. So you've just got all sorts of events for Northwest Wiener Fest.
And the whole thing is to benefit the rescue.
The whole thing benefits the rescue, which is Almost Home Dachshund Rescue Society.
And we're also involved with a couple of local rescues as well.
Okay.
So.
And are they all dachshund rescues or some?
Doxy Haven is one of them. And we're trying to work with SPDR and their dachshund rep. But they so far haven't said if they're coming yet or not to be involved.
Well, we'll find out.
We shall see.
And so there's the Wiener Dog Races on Saturday, the 31st of July, which is in just about 3.5 weeks. And then the All Breed Costume Contest is on Saturday afternoon.
Right.
And then on Sunday, we have all sorts of other wiener-type festivities.
We're going to throw in a couple of other all-breed things. It's just check the website out, and mm-hmm. you'll find it, what we've added. We'll have a full schedule on there pretty soon.
Costume contest, a little agility, scent tracking, little nose, best nose contest.
We're going to be doing a raffle for a $1,500 basket of L'Oreal, Garnier, and... Nutrice, I think, products. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be great for all the ladies out there who like makeup and things. Mm-hmm. It's a good $1,500 worth of gorgeous stuff that we're going to be raffling.
Cool. Lots of kids activities. So it's a really family-friendly event. Face painting and weenie in a haystack and coloring contest and all sorts of stuff. And there's all sorts of information on the website, which is wienerfestnw.com, as far as where you can stay if you're coming from out of town. I know that we will be staying the weekend, so we'll be looking into accommodations there with Leia, and who is my dachshund, my very, very fast dachshund. And all sorts of information about
we'll
this.
We'll get you a volunteer to watch your booth while you're
all right.
While you're racing.
Yeah, well, Dog Talk Show is a sponsor of this event. And yeah, I'm not sure if I want to race her for that reason, because I want to be present to the event itself and not preoccupied with my dachshund's racing performance. So wienerfestnw.com is the website. Almosthomerescue.org is the website of the Rescue Society for Dachshunds. And then Wiener Tales, TALES, is your website for your t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait for this event. It's only a few weeks away, and I will not train my dog.
I already have butterflies.
Well, thanks so much for being here today, you guys. It was great to have you in the booth.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see you in Elma, Washington for Northwest Wiener Fest.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Thanks to you, Alternative Talk 1150 is a breath of fresh air. Help us shape 1150 moving forward. Log on to 1150kknw.com. That's 1150.com and take our annual listener survey. We want to hear from you. Log on to 1150kknw.com and give us your thoughts. And you'll be entered into our drawing to win a trip for two on Victoria Clipper, including a whale watching excursion and champagne breakfast. 1150kknw.com. Have your voice heard. Contest details posted online.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Views expressed